This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is creator of The Orphan, Zachary Fortescom. I wanted to come in and thank some of our patrons before the episode. Thank you so much to Sean M. and Tony. Your contributions make this show a reality, so thank you. If you want to join them and get some great perks in the process, then head on over to patreon.com/orphansaudio. Now, on with the show.
Hello, we're back.
This place is quiet.
Perhaps they are asleep.
It's not that late. Hello?
Hey!
Will, what's going on?
What do you mean?
Where is everyone?
Oh, they're in the tent. It's been a rough day.
What happened?
Nora woke up.
Oh, that's good.
Not really. She tore into Liv a bit.
She attacked her.
No, just verbally.
What did she say?
Best talk to yourself, mate.
Okay, thanks, Will.
No problem.
All right, you guys, go unpack. I'll go talk to her.
The Orphans. Episode 6. Hostile Takeover.
Hey, Nora.
How's it treating you?
What?
Leading that lot. Has it started to wear on you yet?
Not yet.
It will. You'll start to put them before yourself.
That's what a leader's meant to do.
Oh, don't get me wrong. That is what a good leader should do. But here, with these people, no one can last. It's impossible.
That's why we're getting off this planet.
We're not getting off this rock.
You don't know that.
We're going to die here. And we're going to suffer.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not. This place is going to swallow us. We could live another 20 years here, but we're never getting off. It'll get us sooner or later. When you accept that, you can give up on that little hope you have.
It's more than just a hope.
Don't have to pretend. I was where you are now. You think you can save them. You can't.
Yes, we can, Nora. We can survive this. If we don't believe that we can, then you can guarantee that we won't get off this place. If there's no hope, then you might as well off yourself right now.
Whatever you say. You'll get there eventually.
I'm going to get us off this planet before that happens.
Good luck with that, buddy.
We went into the dome today.
What?
We can get in.
What was in there?
Not much. We didn't find much apart from a dog that was on standby.
It was empty.
From what we saw.
See? Even the locals have died out. This place will consume us, I promise you.
You don't know that. Richard found some medical supplies, so here... Oh, sorry.
Really? You're throwing things at the girl who just lost an arm?
Sorry.
What are they?
Some antibiotics. Those will help you fight off any infection.
Thank you.
You need to eat with those, so come out and have a meal with us.
I think I'd rather stay in here, thanks.
Fine. But if you want to hear more about the dome, then you're going to have to come out and eat.
Fine.
It was completely abandoned. I was walking around there for hours, and there was nothing.
Really? And you found all these supplies just lying there?
I swear, whoever was there, they must have cleared out quick.
Why would they want to do that?
I've got no idea.
And there were more supplies that you left there?
There was a whole med bay.
But we've yet to explain the presence of the dogs. They were wired into the system and provided with power.
It could just be an automatic power.
This is true. But something makes me think that there was more to this facility than we've seen. I am not as convinced of its safety as you.
There was nothing in there to hurt us.
We have hardly explored the entirety of the facility. We could have missed a very key piece of information.
You're overthinking it.
I really don't think I am, Richard.
What do you know?
Ah, yes. You're right. Of course.
Well, it sounds promising.
Look, we need to move camp there. No question. There is so much potential in that place.
It would be nice to have a roof over our head.
You're not thinking big enough. We could use the tech in there to get off this planet.
You're right. Well, we should tell Baz.
I don't know. He seemed pretty wary even to approach the place. I don't know how much he'd want to go back.
Perhaps it is not the dome itself, but the methods with which you chose to approach it that puts Baz on guard.
What are you saying?
To put this in terms you would understand, maybe don't just run up to things that could possibly kill you without properly examining them first. Do you understand?
You know, Jeffrey, I take offense to that.
I'm sure you do. However, it does not make me incorrect.
Guys, I still think we should talk to Baz. This sounds too good to pass up.
Hey, Liv. Do you have food going?
Yeah, it'll be ready soon. Hi, Nora.
Doctor?
How are you feeling?
Just peachy.
Guys, can I get all your logs? I want to go through them. Just take a closer look at things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, Nora wants to hear more about the dome. What do we have?
Funny you should mention that. We were just talking about it.
Yeah?
We were just saying it sounds like it could be a decent place to move camp.
What?
Richard said there's lots of supplies.
Did he mention that there were dogs hooked up in there that could awaken at any point?
You said yourself that you disabled one. We could do that for all of them.
We still don't have enough knowledge about the facility to say that there are not more somewhere in the building. Or perhaps biters have infested parts of it. There is any multitude of things that could harm us.
And there's the reality that it's completely empty.
It does seem like a really good option for us.
We could use the tech there to call for help off-planet. It could be the ticket out of here. We need to move ourselves in there as soon as possible.
Or we could sign our death warrants by going into this too soon.
Look, we can't wait around much longer. I can't keep waiting around for something to kill us.
I get that. I'm not saying that we do. I'm just thinking that we need to take our time.
It is the most logical decision.
What? And wait out here, exposed, for another biter to come and get someone else. We might not be as lucky next time. At least Nora is still alive.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah?
Fuck you.
Right.
All we're saying is that this place is just as dangerous as that place could be. So why shouldn't we go there? Where there's a better chance of living comfortably and getting off this planet.
Exactly.
Guys, I don't think it's safe. Not yet. It doesn't feel like we have all the information.
And what evidence have you got for that?
It's just a feeling.
A feeling? Right. I say we put it to a vote. This is a democracy after all.
Fine.
Well, hang on. We elected Baz for a reason. It would be foolish not to listen to him.
It's funny that you fall back on the leader card now.
I think the group can make up their own mind, Liv.
Okay.
Look, I'm just saying that we don't know enough about this place. And I don't trust it. If we go into this place, we could very well die.
That makes sense.
Stop talking, Liv, please.
Right. Let's vote on this. Should we move to the dome? I vote yes. Baz?
No.
Nora?
No.
Val?
Yes.
Will?
Yes.
Jeffrey? And Liv?
I don't know. I mean, I see both of your points. But I do want to make sure we're safe.
We could live comfortably, Liv. Come on.
Just think about this before you make up your mind. We're 50-50 on this. Your vote decides. This is a major decision.
I think...
I'll just hurry up and pick.
Stop, Nora.
No, it's fine. I vote yes.
There we go. Yes, it is. We can move in the morning. Now, Olivia, how's that food coming?
I'm sorry, Baz.
It's fine.
So how does it feel?
What?
Losing control.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow... grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I wanted to remember where we came from. I went back on our logs. I thought maybe it could make me feel better about moving to the dome.
The first memory I have is of water. It was soft, peaceful. I felt no fear, no pain, no suffering. I still go back to that memory when I feel afraid. What came next, none of us could quite grasp. It was chaos when we first landed. Things came for us. We kept running until we couldn't stand anymore. There were six of us, three men, three women. We didn't know who we were. We were lost, fresh and clean, barely fighting to survive. Out the window, far off into the distance, was some kind of structure.
From the forest came four things. They looked human, but they moved like animals. Nora held this long blade in her hands. Something about it caught me. It filled me with power, and I knew I was ready to fight. It was that afternoon that people started to really feel safe.
Everyone slowly went to bed. I was left on my own. I didn't believe a word they said about Jeffrey. They have no idea about the scope of his processing power. For all any of us know, he could be capable of emotions far more complex than any of our own. They don't listen. Ever. It's infuriating.
No one had started to ask the long-term questions yet. I was hoping to keep it that way.
The majesty of the land stretched out in front of me. The forest carried on for what looked like miles to the north. I shifted my gaze to the wreck, and it was gone.
I looked and saw all these people waiting. They were ready to die for some stupid mistake I made.
The dock was nothing but fancy tech designed to kill. Now the question is why?
I was banged up pretty badly. Val and that tin can carried me on a stretcher. I wouldn't be going anywhere anytime soon.
It was a 4-foot-wide stream. It looked deep enough to go up to my knees. Finally, we had found something good.
I matched the biter's speed, propelling myself towards the closest one. I sliced its arms off, severing its head before it could react. I heard Nora firing behind me and two more hit the ground. I was halfway through taking out the next one when I heard the screams. It had easily overpowered Nora, jumping on top of her before I could help.
We made the only choice we could. If Nora was going to survive, we had to take the arm. I hate hurting someone, but we can't let her die. We wouldn't survive without her.
I knew I could help my friends. I could make the right choices, but all the same, I didn't know. I wanted Nora to wake up, to tell me what to do.
That's Baz's problem. He won't take any risks.
It was gone. My arm. What was I going to do? I can't shoot, I can't fight. How can I survive this? This place is going to kill me. It's going to kill all of us.
She wants to die. It was all for nothing. I just wanted to make it up to everyone, to all the ones who didn't make it. What's it worth when she doesn't even want to live?
I was not prepared to allow Baz to enter the facility on his own. Despite it going directly against all that my programming told me was necessary for my data's survival, I followed him into the darkness.
I didn't find much after that.
I just wandered around a bit more and ran into Jeffrey and Baz.
It was a web. It's like I could see everything laid out in front of me. I could almost see the whole picture, but something was missing. I couldn't help the feeling that going back into that dome would be a big mistake.
Okay, guys, has everyone got everything? Liv, you got the med supplies?
Yep.
Val, you got the weapons?
I do.
Good. Will, food all good?
Everything we have is here.
Good. Baz? Nora? It's your last chance to join us. You coming?
I'm good, thank you, Richard. Please, guys, don't do this. I really believe that this is a mistake. Something is happening that we don't understand yet. Please, just wait.
Thanks for that, Baz. But they've made up their minds. They've made the right choice. Nora, you're coming. You're still welcome.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Suit yourself then. Let's head out, guys.
We need to follow them.
Do we?
Yes. They may have made a mistake, but they think they're doing the right thing.
We have no reason to care for these people.
They are our friends. We can't just let them walk into danger.
Friendship is irrelevant.
I don't owe them anything.
Well, just do it for moral reasons. It's not ethical to just let them lead themselves to death.
They have control over their own actions.
I agree. We tried to persuade the group, but they refused to see reason. Why are we responsible for their actions?
Because it's the right thing to do. I don't care what you two do. I'm going to follow them and make sure they are safe.
You are being unreasonable.
Maybe, but I need to do this, so either come with me or go away.
We'd better follow him.
Yes, I suppose. They are still up ahead. No sign of trouble.
How much further do we have to go?
Not far now. Probably another 10 minutes.
The noise levels in the forest are abnormally low.
I don't like it. Are you armed, Nora?
I have my pistol, but fat lot I can do with it with only one arm.
Sorry.
It's fine. I have to do, I suppose.
They have the majority of the weapons. I'm afraid that if we come up against any resistance, we will be horribly outgunned.
We'll be fine. Just keep an eye on Richard.
Do you really think he's up to something?
I don't know, I can't decide.
Between what and what?
Whether he is really plotting against us, or if he's just a moron.
Right.
I want to know how he plans on getting into the dome. We have the key.
How?
We took it from him when we returned from the dome on our previous excursion.
He knows he doesn't have it.
He never asked for it back.
It shall be particularly illuminating to see how he plans to enter.
Okay, here we go. They're approaching the tree line.
Richard and the group started to cross the boundary between the forest and the field. It felt like a lifetime between the two. They could have been taken out from any angle.
They crossed the field at a pace likened to an invertebrate shell-dwelling creature. When they arrived at the entrance, they halted.
They stood there, waiting for something to happen. Then, as if from nowhere, the door slid open and they entered.
What? How can you do that?
I do not know.
Was there a control panel next to the door?
No, there was nothing.
What he has done should not be possible.
We have to go in after him. Something isn't right.
Are there any lights in here?
Yeah, but I don't know how to get them working. Follow me. There's somewhere up there that has working lights.
Cold, isn't it?
Sharp, it's fine. This is exciting. We can do so much with this place.
We can actually take proper care of you guys if you need it.
Whoa.
We walked into this huge room. The ceiling curved down into a massive dome. It had this huge control panel coming out ahead of us.
Oh! Hello, Richard. You've brought your people.
I have, but he asked me to.
Oh.
What's that, Richard?
Well, I'm Stella. I'm a cleanliness drone.
I thought you said this place was abandoned.
Of course it isn't, silly. We're the ones that brought you here.
I'm sorry to tell you this way. I haven't exactly been honest with you. There's someone I want you to meet. Sir?
Hello. I am Geometrically Fabricated and Functional Reasoning Unit. But you can call me Jeffrey.
Hey, do you come here often? Have I ever told you that we have a Patreon? It's patreon.com/orphansaudio. We also have a Ko-fi and a merch store. You can find links to all of that good stuff in our show notes. Or hang out with us on all good free social media platforms at Orphans Audio. We post jokes, updates, and, other very dumb stuff. You can also join our Discord, where I never make jokes because I am no longer legally allowed to do so. This week, we want to recommend Windfall. Windfall is an incredible cinematic podcast about a dystopian city under the reign of Queen Wanda. It involves badass women, corrupt governments, and queer characters. We think you're going to love it. This episode starred Amy Kember, Alex Bird, Declan Galpin, Gavin Richards, James Barbarossa, Elsie Gerling, and Ruby Parker Harbert, of course.
Not to forget Jody Stedman. Our assistant producer is Ella Watts. The art is by Laura Gerling, and the music is by James Barbarossa. Our sound assistant was Jody Stedman. Rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and on Podchaser. It would be a massive help for us. Thank you. Take care, and I hope you enjoy even more of The Orphans.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.